tonight on Ottawa at 6, taking on the gangs, but will new laws make a difference?
With the man, with the man.
And a controversial poster sparks a protest. Controversy continues to grow over the banning of a poster by Ottawa's two universities. The poster was torn down on the grounds it could incite hatred. But today, students and teachers accused administrators of stifling free speech and expression. Simon Gardner reports.
More than 100 students and faculty descended on the administration offices at Carleton University. They are demanding the president, Roseanne Runta, overturn a ban on this poster and explain why it was torn down by security in the first place.
Explain publicly and precisely how the profound error of banning the poster was made and address how to prevent such violations from occurring in the future.
The fact that I listened to you is the fact that you are heard. So thank you very much for coming today.
But that's not
Runta
true.
Refused to debate the issue or take questions. Controversy over these posters has been growing ever since they were banned earlier this month. A helicopter is shown firing a rocket at a child. It's to promote an upcoming series of events protesting Israeli military action in Gaza. Those events are still going ahead, but the university decided the poster is a possible violation of Ontario human rights legislation. Chris Walters speaks for the university.
In the best of their judgment, they felt that it could incite hatred and incite violence, and so they decided that it was best not to have the poster posted.
First of all, these are ridiculous reasons for banning something in an environment where supposedly we have the right to free discourse, the right to express our views.
Presumably there's still a sliver of academic freedom.
This professor of human rights accuses the university of bowing to outside pressure from pro-Israeli organizations.
I mean, it's why this poster, it's because it's speaking out about Palestinian rights, about what's been done to Palestinians. There's a huge movement. It's been for years trying to suppress free speech at universities where it deals with Palestinian rights.
Walters, though, says he's not aware of any lobbying to ban the poster, but he says the administration did receive several complaints. This afternoon, the group moved their protest to the University of Ottawa. The institution initially approved the poster, but then changed its mind and also banned it. The university has issued a brief statement calling the poster inflammatory and capable of inciting confrontation. Simon Gardner, CBC News, Ottawa.